Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I recently shared with you, I consider debt to be the number one financial problem hanging over the American and world economies. For debt, I include the net present value of unfunded liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care and the Social Security and Medicare programs. These will not be paid off in dollars of today's purchasing power. Politicians and bureaucrats love to spend taxpayer money, but hate when they have to cut previously promised spending. The reason for that is it is a path to losing their job. This is why people in government have been averse to addressing these unfunded liabilities and the massive Social Security and Medicare deficits. I raised these concerns when talking with Senator Rand Paul last week. He agreed that debt is probably the largest problem facing America today and that Social Security and Medicare are in dire financial straits. He stated he has or will soon unveil a proposal intended to salvage Social Security. His plan is to again gradually increase the age at which someone qualifies to receive full Social Security payments from the current 67 up to 70 years old. Further, he would add a means test where those with higher retirement incomes would receive lower Social Security payments. His plan did not cover Medicare, which the senator said was in even worse fiscal condition than Social Security. If adopted, this plan would become the fifth major reduction in Social Security benefits since the early 1980s. Stated another way, it would be the fifth time that the U.S. government has partially defaulted on promised Social Security payments. Previous reductions occurred when some Social Security payments became subject to income taxes, raised the age for collecting full payments, and restricted the size of payments people receive depending on whether spouses or ex-spouses who could also collect such payments were actually receiving them. Unfortunately, while Senator Rand Paul's plan to cut Social Security benefits further is a step in the right direction toward fiscal responsibility, it will not be sufficient to rescue the program from collapse in a few decades. I wish I had better news. That's it for now. Come back Friday for another Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.